In Washington, you've got until this Monday, October 5th, to register to vote or update your registration online or by mail. If not, you won't be able to vote in the general election this November. But this year, Oregon passed a law that supporters say made it the nation's leader in voting rights. The law will allow eligible voters to skip self-registration. The DMV will do it for them. That means eligible voters will be automatically registered, unless they opt out. Kristen Eberhard studies public policy in the Northwest, and she's written favorably about the change for the Sightline Institute. She told Ross Reynolds that Oregon now treats its citizens as if they have a right to vote. As if?
Yeah, you know, most democracies, when they say the citizen has a right to vote, that means that if you're a citizen and you want to vote, you can vote. And in the United States, we have only an implied right to vote. In the U.S. Constitution, there's not an explicit right. And the result of that has been that the United States puts all of the responsibility for registering to vote on citizens, meaning that you can't just be a citizen and have a right to vote. You actually have to jump through this additional hoop of figuring out how to cross all your T's and dot all your I's and register yourself to vote. And there's actually only four democracies in the world that place all of the responsibility on citizens in the way that the U.S. does. It's the U.S., the Bahamas, Belize, and Burundi. Every other democracy, the government takes responsibility for creating a clean and accurate voter roll so that citizens can just go ahead and vote.
That's really interesting. Why has the United States not gone in that direction?
It goes back to our Constitution, which unfortunately doesn't actually say every citizen is entitled to vote. And some of the reason for that is at the time the Constitution was written, you know, the states were vying for power and were trying to decide whether they even wanted to sign on to ratify the Constitution or not. So a lot of powers were left up to the states, including how to determine who is a citizen. So there wasn't a national, you know, the government is going to take responsibility for determining who's a citizen, keeping that list up to date, and making sure that you can go and vote.
So the federal government doesn't register voters, states do. And you think there are some pitfalls to doing it that way?
Well, there doesn't have to be. If every state then acted like their citizens have a right to vote, and it's the state's responsibility for maintaining those clean and accurate lists of who the citizens are, then we could function just like other democracies. So Oregon is now the first state to really take its responsibilities in giving its citizens a right to vote really seriously by creating this automatic voter registration. And Oregon was the first, but now California and New Jersey have quickly followed in our footsteps, and 17 other states have proposed legislation pending to do what Oregon is doing.
How accurate are the voter rolls we currently have?
In the United States, 1 in 8 voter registrations is significantly inaccurate. And that's largely due to the fact that in many states, not in Oregon and Washington, but in many other states, registration is done solely by hand. So you have to fill out a paper form, and then a person has to read that your handwriting and type it in to the voter list. And in that process, if you have bad handwriting or they have bad eyesight, there's a lot of inaccuracies that get introduced into the voter roll. And so by having this system where you're automatically digitally transferring information instead of doing it by hand, we can significantly clean up those rolls while also saving money from not having to type everything by hand, but just have the digital records already transferred.
What does it mean? What kind of impact do you think it'll have when people are automatically registered rather than having to go and register?
It will make it easier if you are a citizen and you want to vote and you realize, oh, it's election day, I want to go and do this. You can just do it. As opposed to saying, oh, it's election day, but, you know, I didn't fill out all my paperwork 30 days ago, and so now I'm excluded from voting in this election, which is what happens to a lot of voters now.
Let me ask the challenge question. If someone can't even bother to register, which is not that hard to do, they might not be taking the time to be very informed about an election. They might cast a misguided vote.
Yeah, that's, you know, it comes down to what you believe about people. And do you think that every citizen should have the right to vote, or should they have to prove themselves worthy of voting? And we have a long history in the United States of saying that people have to prove themselves worthy by taking literacy tests or by paying a poll tax. And many of those literacy tests were actually impossible to pass, but they were only given to Black people instead of white people. And so we have now moved sort of past that to say, if you're a citizen and you want to vote, you can go to the polls and do that.
That's Kristen Eberhard, a senior researcher for the Sightline Institute. She talked with Ross Reynolds about Oregon's automatic voter registration program. Here in Washington, though, you still have to register yourself. Washington voters have until Monday to register or change your address or make any other updates.